The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Well, we've talked a lot on this program about the rising price of used cars in Australia. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. But guess what? It's not the only mode of transport that is going through the roof. Motorbikes, motor scooters are also on the go. But get this, there are more ads online for secondhand push bikes than ever before in this country's history. Classic push bikes, like the old dragsters, the old Speedwells, these bikes are getting prices that they never, ever got even when they were brand new. Why is it so? Our expert in all of this is the head auctioneer at Lawson's, and he is part of the Man Cave here on the Night Shift on Friday mornings, Adam McDonald, the star of the TV show Aussie Pickers. Good morning, mate.
G'day, Skip. How are you?
So from now on, when you want to insult somebody and say, on your bike, you're probably actually doing them a favour.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing to get on your bike. Adam, what's happening to the price of bikes, and why do you think it's happening?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. I think nostalgia always falls into this category, but the main thing for me is local governments are building purpose-built bike tracks. So traditionally, if you bought a bike and you want to go for a bike ride, you've got to be on the road and you've got to battle with traffic. But local governments all around the country are building purpose-built bike tracks so you can enjoy that sort of sport. So I think that's why it's exploded.
It's gone through the roof. I mean, Adam, for example, my childhood bike, the best present I ever got, I was 11 turning 12, it was a Mustang Dragster. Let me just describe it for you. It was purple, white-walled tyres, Sturmey Archie three-speed gears on the front bar.
Nice.
And it had a sissy bar, but the banana seat was black with a purple stripe, and the stripe continued on the padding up the sissy bar. How cool was that?
Very cool. And see, this is what the nostalgia is all about. Recapturing your childhood and finding another bike like that is unbelievable. So it's like if I want my kid to have his first bike, I want him to have the Speedball Mustang. So, you know, it's all about capturing that sort of nostalgia.
What sort of prices are these classic bikes getting at auction?
They're getting huge. I saw one of the Speedball Mustangs that you were talking about still in an auction house down in Canberra. I think it was about a month ago, and I think it got $800.
Yeah.
And it was in real bad condition. It was rusted, it was pitted, the seat was ripped, but it was original. It had all the stickers on it, and had all the bells and whistles. So they're attracting huge money.
Okay, now, once upon a time, girls rode step throughs, boys had the bar. I don't know why, because that bar was more dangerous for us than it was for him.
What about the gear stick?
Well, that's what I was saying. The Sturmey Archie three-speed gear stick was right there. I mean, if you came off flying forward, you were gone.
Yeah. If you hit a gutter, that's it. You're childless.
You were gone. but I mean, they were great. So so tell me, what are the bikes? If you were looking for a bike as a collector, what do we look for? What about the old BMX bikes? Are they popular?
This is where it's at. It's the 1980s and like the early 80s through the early 90s BMX bikes. That's where the huge money's at. Like people are paying $5,000, $7,000 for a BMX that would have cost $200 at the time.
No.
Yeah, if you look at the old brands like Huffy and brands like that, that's where it's at. Remember the old Tufts where they went from the metal rims?
No, I was a bit too old for bikes at that point.
Well, this is where it's all at. And again, it's people trying to recapture their childhood. But these bikes were made to last. I've got a mate who just bought an old racing Redline. A Redline was, because there's a couple of different categories of BMXs. You've got the trick BMXs and you've got the traditional racing BMXs where it's bicycle motocross. Redline was the leader in the gang of the bicycle motocross. I got a mate that just purchased one, and he paid $7,500 for it.
You're kidding! This is madness.
But this is this bike. What it's like? It was unused. Like it's perfect. And this guy, he's a removalist, and because he can't park his truck near his house, he gets on his little red line and rides down, and picks up his truck in it. But beautiful bikes, you know. This is where chrome alloy was invented, so the bikes were light. They're no longer steel. They're all full of chrome. There was a bike that at one stage, I think it was a Skyway, that was full of helium to make it lighter.
You're kidding?
No. It was called a Skyway, and it was a traditional racing bike. So The lengths they went to get bikes bigger, better, faster, and what you need was uncanny. It was great.
There you go, folks. So that bike that you had as a kid and you got rid of it, you were mad if you hung on to it. I know that because people send us photos here on the night shift of their man caves, because we have our man cave segment on Fridays. And it's amazing how often you'll see an old-fashioned dragster bike hung up to the roof or to the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even stylistically, they're a beautiful thing. You know, there's lovely curves, there's chrome, there's nice colours. Stylistically, it was a beautiful bike.
Hey, do you want to know a bit of trivia? Mm-hmm. You know, you and I love Seinfeld.
Yes.
The one thing that was completely stable, the prop that was completely stable in Jerry's apartment, was that bike hanging up in the hallway. Remember that?
That he never ever rode.
He never rode it. It never came down off the wall. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But there you go.
It never came down off the wall. It was just always hanging up there. Hey, listen, Adam, thanks for that, buddy. We'll catch you on Friday.
I'll see you then, Skip.
Love it. Adam McDonald, star of the TV show Aussie Pickers and a member of our Man Cave team here on the night shift on Friday mornings. So there you go. Adam, on your bike.
Thanks, mate. I'll meet you there.